Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number
four. Is it four?
Four.
Right?
It's four.
Episode number four of Things That Are News. We missed last week. Well, not. I mean, you guys wouldn't know that because we uploaded last week, but we recorded 2 weeks ago. We missed the week before that. It's been a whole thing. There's been some shit happening.
Thank you for the explanation.
Yeah, you know, you owe the kids an explanation.
Why aren't you just telling them that we were busy on Valentine's Day and that's why we?
I wasn't busy on Valentine's Day. I didn't do anything.
You just say I was.
You might have been. I don't know what you did on Valentine's Day. I assume you were at the shop getting your parts fixed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Remember.
It's half off.
Robot joke, because we're recording again. The podcast where three guys like to sit around, get drunk, and talk about things that we deem news. And by that, I mean things that I pretty much decide I'm important and force my friends to talk about.
I got one this week.
You got one this week?
I got one.
It sounds like it's all right.
Yeah.
I got all the weird ones.
Yeah, some of them are yours.
Yeah, thank you.
To my right, I have Bailey. Bailey, say hi to the kids.
Oh, hey, kids.
Okay, great. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
To my left, I have the robot man himself. Give him a beep beep, Jeff.
Not gonna
give the kids
I'm
a beep beep. Give
that.
Him a beep beep.
Meh meh.
Beep beep.
Meh meh.
Jeff, I'm lying. I think that wasn't Jeff. Didn't do that. And then my name's Chris. I don't know if anybody gives a fuck.
No one gives a fuck.
Great. So, first segment, as per usual. We usually like to start with a segment called Things That Were Fake News, where we go back and correct all the shit we said on the last week. Now, everybody was supposed to help me do that this week, and they all didn't. So, like always, Chris is just going to do the things that were fake news.
All right?
Because
I got
you guys,
a couple.
You suck at your job.
I got a couple up here.
Well,
if you miss them, I'm a...
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to call you out on your fake news facts.
Number one. Bailey originally guessed that Alabama was a major exporter of steel, which was correct.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Jeff told him he was wrong, and then Bailey guessed North Dakota, which has actually a growing export market, but it's still lower than Alabama.
Alabama,
yeah. Yeah, boys. G. A.
So, Bailey was right.
Yeah.
For once.
First time
for
everything.
First time
for
everything.
I try.
This one is a correction of a correction. There is a bar scene in Star Wars Episode 2.
No.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, it's such
Bailey
a
was right twice.
My dick.
Bailey was right twice.
Yes.
I was going to go back and look that up because I was like, as I was listening to it, I'm like, wait, maybe there is.
There is.
Bailey's making a good case for this.
Thank
one.
God.
There is, actually.
Okay.
Jay and the Silent Bob is confirmed to be a reboot. It's not a sequel.
Oh, really?
You said we weren't sure.
I was 100% sure it was a reboot.
No, you didn't say that, though.
Go back.
I did. I listened to it this morning.
All right.
And you said it's unconfirmed, we don't know for sure. Those are your words. That's what you said.
It's what you said, pal. You're right. Screwed.
Irregardless.
All right.
Jeff said Peyton Manning... quiet on set.
No, you're sorry.
Quiet on set.
You don't like me.
Jeff said Peyton Manning was 42 when he retired. He was actually 39.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there you go. So you fucking suck.
I mean, I think I said that. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you.
This one's a Jeff one, too. Jeff, you said that they confirmed the first teaser for episode 8 is going to be at Celebration. They never said that. They never confirmed anything about it.
That's okay? So detailed.
No, it's not. Jeff was like, they've come out and said that the first teaser for episode 8 is going to be at Celebration. They didn't say that at all.
I don't think I said that.
You did. I fucking listened to the episode this morning to do your job for you.
I think you're giving alternative
facts. I mean, you're
doing
your job right now.
Oh, I fucking hate you all so much.
Next.
Green Day.
We said the pufferfish experiment was done at the University of Wisconsin. It's actually Murdoch University in Perth, Australia.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, there's a lot more pufferfish there
than Wisconsin.
Yeah. Jeff said Festivus was on the 24th of December. It's the 23rd.
Oh, shit. He's got his Festivus wrong.
That's right.
Gonna have to move.
Said that.
Oh, shit.
No, you said that. Again, it was you.
You're gonna have to move the Festivus pole.
It was you. Whole different day.
All right.
Okay. Labor Day, according to Wikipedia, is a public holiday celebrated the first Monday of every September. It honors the American labor movement and the contributions workers have made to strengthen the country.
What?
Because we didn't know what Labor Day was for.
I feel like I said what Labor Day was for.
No, you said it had to do with unions.
How is that fake news?
It's not fake news. We just didn't know.
But this is the fake news part.
Well, actually, it was fake news because Jeff said it was because of unions. And it's not. So that was fake news.
Do you know who
Thank
made,
you.
Who made it a thing?
Yeah, maybe unions made it a thing.
It was St. Labor. and the final one, I said District 9 was originally a Halo movie. That's not really true.
Suck my dick.
No, it's sort of true though. The script was being written as a Halo movie and it was unfinished when the company said that they weren't going to do it. So they took that script and made it into District 9. So the original script started as a Halo.
What about that short movie that came out at the film festival? Like the original concept for the movie? No, it was original concept from the movie. Like the guy who wrote the actual storyline for District 9 made a short film, and then they bought the rights. And I would
then it was then I guess it was before that even.
Well, maybe they adapted the script of the Halo movie after they got the
short film. Sure, maybe, yeah. Peter Jackson was writing a Halo script, and then it wasn't going to get made, so they adapted it, and they made it with the other guy, with the director of District 9. They made it into a fucking...
They toned down all the sci-fi stuff, because like, the original one was more focused on the alien psychic powers.
I don't know. It was originally a Halo script. That's all I fucking know, all right?
Suck my dick. I got three this time.
Yeah, I was much worse this time.
I'm very happy.
Terms of corrections are pretty bullshit.
No, they're not.
We didn't know what Labor Day was. That
you
was
didn't
fake
know
news.
What... Okay, you said Labor Day had to do with unions.
No more of your about your holidays.
You said that, and you were wrong.
What was the other one that upset me?
Everything upsets you.
Most things.
I don't know.
Something stupid.
Jay and the Silent Bob one?
Yeah.
The Star Wars Celebration
yeah.
one?
So yeah, all
wrong,
of them.
You're wrong about fucking everything. You just...
Yeah, he's the new Bailey. I'm the new Bailey, yeah.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll be the new Bailey, except no, because I'm never wrong about anything.
Oh, just you
no,
wait,
No, just
pal,
kidding.
Yeah.
Neither of us do the corrections, so we never know.
Wonder why they're biased.
Yeah. But
great. They're not biased. I went through and I listened.
This is the man wearing a Green Day shirt.
I like Green Day. Well, that's not true. I don't like them now. But Dookie was a great album, and that's what this shirt is. It's a Dookie shirt.
It is a Dookie shirt. That's a Dookie shirt right there.
Pretty Dookie, man.
Aw. Okay. Moving on. There's the corrections. Everybody happy? Do y'all feel stupid?
I feel fucking happy for once.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that was a good...
Jeff, do you feel stupid, Jeff?
No, never.
You should, though.
I'm going to try to embrace this before I crash and burn again next week.
Yeah, you're going to fucking say something dumb this week. I got my eyes fucking...
I don't know. It's still early. I don't know if he's going to get drunk enough.
No. We'll get him drunk enough.
Oh, we'll see.
We got lots of gin. We'll do some good drinking on the break.
All right, now we move on to segment number two, which is the news roundup.
News roundup.
One day I'm going to make little like intro cutscenes for all these.
I think that, yeah.
I don't know if that's what cutscenes
I'll do them live on the spot. Hold on.
No. News story number one.
All right.
Playboy's bringing back nude pictures because being naked is normal. That is what their PR person said. Which isn't wrong, I guess.
Fucking finally, because I can't wait every month. I'm just waiting for a new fucking Playboy to come
can't
out.
Can't touch myself until that magazine
know,
comes
We all
out.
Know that the real reason they're bringing naked pictures back is because like
no one bought the magazine.
Right? Okay, good. As long as we're all in agreement on that.
The reason they did it was smart, though. They were worried about the posting standards on social media, so they went not nude so that hopefully they could get shared more. But all right. Just...
Bailey's already fucking crashing and burning.
Fucking Bailey. You know what's my favorite part of this?
Bruh, for real. No, fine. Whatever.
No, maybe you're right. Continue. Sorry, I was just being an asshole.
No, I'm done. I don't want to. All
right, that's fine.
Go.
You know what's my favorite part of this?
What?
You know, like, the first nude person who's going to be on the cover once it comes back?
Is it going to be you?
No, it's like, I wish. the head of Playboy's wife, which is super weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like Hugh Hefner's son's wife.
Oh. Okay, sure. Whatever.
Fun fact. See you next week on corrections, but...
Oh, did you make that up?
No, I don't think so, but probably.
I don't know what that fucking
apparently
means.
Everything I say is wrong now, so.
No, not
what
everything.
Is the world?
what
is up?
Reality?
What is down?
What is right?
I've lost
what
the way.
What if God was one of us?
Just a slob like blah, blah, blee, blee, blee. Story number two. The Batman is a roller coaster of emotions. Just to fucking sum up the more shit that's happened since we've recorded because it's been 2 weeks. So Affleck's out as director, and then reports are coming in, and he's saying he doesn't want to be the Batman in the DCEU anymore, right? Those rumors are coming out. Then it's starting to come around that Matt Reeves is going to direct it. On February 17th, it gets reported that talks have broken down. Matt Reeves is no longer directing it. Oh. 2 weeks later, it's then confirmed that Matt Reeves is directing it, but nobody knows if Affleck still wants to be Batman or not. Now, he has to be Batman, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm pretty sure it's in his contract.
He has to do one
but
more.
Apparently, like, from all the reports coming out, he doesn't want to be Batman anymore.
Yeah, no, all the reports are saying that, like, he doesn't want to be Batman anymore, so he would have to do the Batman, and that would be it.
Yeah.
Because he did Justice League, he had one more on his contract, so it would be the Batman.
And then he could be out
and
if
then
he
could walk away,
that.
Yeah.
Well, because he had a 3-movie contract, and him making a quick-ass appearance in Suicide Squad fills out the 3, right?
After Justice League.
It might be
missing.
Because it's, then it would be Justice would be League, Suicide Squad, and the Batman. That would be 3 movies. Just,
yeah, it would be...
Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
Batman v Superman, yeah.
I was mixing up Batman v Superman.
Yeah, so this movie's a mess.
I mean, all in all, I'm happy Matt Reeves is getting a director. I like Matt Reeves.
Sure, he did, what did he do? Cloverfield and, he did Cloverfield Lane, which was awesome.
And War of the Planet of the Apes, which I like a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. I'm sure it'll be, I'm sure that, I'm not gonna say I'm sure it's gonna be good. It's a DCU movie.
I just want it to be less Snyderverse.
Yeah. And Matt Reeves, I think, will do that. That's why I'm happy, cause he's more, he likes colors, which would be a nice change of pace.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Is that it? Anything more to say about
that? Do you think Ben Affleck's actually going to stop being Batman?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
You sure? Well,
you think the Batman will be like his last?
Yep.
Would he change his mind if it was a good movie, though? Nope. You don't think so?
Dude, the DCU is fucking tainted. That well is so poisoned at this point. And have you guys read the thing about how like reviews are coming out for Wonder Woman?
No.
Apparently it's shit. Apparently it's garbage.
Yeah?
Yep.
Hey.
Apparently it fucking sucks. Like, they keep fucking up. Like, apparently it might be worse than Suicide Squad.
That's bad. That's real bad. I watch a lot of nerdy channels that break down, like, philosophy, and all of them, like, put out videos on Suicide Squad saying, dude, like, we can't get anything out of this.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Like, clearly they tried, but there's no actual congruent plot line.
Why was
she in an elevator all of a
sudden? Why was it just her?
Yeah, dude.
Why was everyone else upstairs before?
And that's now, like, the morality of it. It's like,
maybe the Batman will be really good, but like, I don't know. Like, cause it's weird, because like, if the Batman comes out as like a totally different kind of movie, then it's gonna be like moving them in a totally different direction than what the DC was building to. So it's like, it's so weird.
Well, the whole idea though is they're supposed to be like changing the universe after, like, Justice League is supposed to be like a change of tempo, I guess you'd say? I don't know. Change of pace?
Well, it's still a Snyder movie though.
Yeah, but they're trying to change up what they're doing. So if they do actually do that mm-hmm. and change up the tone of the movies after Justice League, then yeah, you can make a different movie.
I suppose. I mean, I guess we'll see. Like, none of us really know.
No.
But my one nerdy question is, where is the Batman placed in the storyline?
I don't think we even know yet, but I imagine it's gotta be after, Batman Justice League, right?
I think it's before. Like,
that's why I'm confused. Yeah. That's the only part of
my... A lot of people are thinking it's before.
I mean, it's possible too. I don't want another prequel. Especially if Deathstroke is going to be the villain, which we already know.
I don't want to see his parents die anymore.
We already saw that in Batman v Superman.
We saw it in every Batman and fucking movie.
His dad is like confirmed to be in the Batman or something.
Really? Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in it? Yeah. He's a good actor.
I know, that's why I was like...
Negan, son.
Oh, he's a good actor, yes, but it's
Negan.
Like...
Little pig.
I like when they do like flashbacks, like not them dying, just like him as a kid and like thinking his dad's the shit. That's fine. You can do that.
I agree.
Dude, it's so weird that in Batman v Superman, like, his dad's Negan and his mom's Maggie.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so strange. I didn't like it. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Moving on. Number three. YouTube and Disney cut ties with PewDiePie over bracket anti-Semitic videos. Oh, jeez.
It freaks me out. Like, I do think it's a blatant attack by the media. Just all the old boys club is grumpy that YouTubers make money.
Does everybody know the story of, like, what happened? Jeff, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we still go over it for people that might not?
I'll sum it up real quick.
Yeah, okay. 20 seconds.
Shut the fuck up. I'll talk as long as I want. Now I lost my train of thought. Okay. So basically what happened is there's this website called Fiverr, right? And I'm gonna take as long as I need. You're wasting your own time now. There's this website called Fiverr where you can, like, spend $5 or whatever and get, like, people offer services or whatever. Mm-hmm. So PewDiePie did this. There were, like, these two kids in, I don't know where they were, like, somewhere in, I think they were somewhere in Africa or something. They were somewhere, you know, like, not somewhere, they were in a wealthy place. And their whole thing was, like, we'll hold up a sign saying whatever, and I don't really think they spoke English. Like, we'll hold up a sign saying whatever you want for $5. So PewDiePie was like, all right. So he paid them $5 to get them to hold up a sign that said Hitler did nothing wrong, and they did it. And it was, like... It was funny, like, I looked at it and I laughed, and then basically, like, he kept making anti-Semitic jokes, right? And I understand, like, if you're gonna make anti-Semitic jokes, why something like YouTube and Disney would wanna cut ties with you, like, I have no problem with that. That's fine, like, you shouldn't have fucked up, you should have thought better about what you were doing. But the problem now is, like, Wall Street Journal is, like, made this big attack on him, saying that he's, like, an anti-Semite. And I'm like, well, no, he's not. Like, if PewDiePie is an anti-Semite, that means that everybody that's ever made a racist joke in their entire life is, like, a racist. That's not how it fucking works.
I know, and that's why his response was perfect, because his response acknowledged all of those points you just hit, right? So it's a matter of changing media landscapes, right? I think it's a blatant attack.
Yeah, his response was perfect, and it was a blatant attack. If you look at the video footage that Wall Street Journal used to, like, make their case against him, they cut it in a way that was just fucking gross.
Yeah, and of course he's going to get dropped by major groups such as Disney.
Yeah, not that Disney has any anti-Semitic ties.
No, not a one.
Not at all.
One at all. No. But it's a YouTube star. It's risky. He's an influencer.
Listen, it was a bad business decision. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I have no problem with YouTube or Disney cutting ties with him. What I do have a problem with is, like, it's exactly as he said in his response video. Like, Wall Street Journal, places like that, they're scared of him. They're terrified of him.
Well, they're right. I was watching Philip DeFranco talk about it. He was like, Google me. It's the same problem. All they talk about is my revenue. Like, they never talk about the content I'm making or the creative revolution or the good that we do for society. They just talk about, look how much money this guy's making sitting at home making videos.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, it's totally backfired on Wall Street Journal because, like, they literally, like, they picked a fight with, like, the biggest guy on the playground, you know? That's the one guy you don't fuck with. Because now, like, all these other YouTubers are coming out, and they're like, I've worked with PewDiePie before, and he's actually, like, a super nice guy.
Yeah.
And, like, so now everybody's blasting Wall Street Journal, so be careful what you fucking ask for.
Yeah, he's, like, the most genuine of all the top YouTubers. Yeah. It's kind of
you don't
bad
fuck
choice.
With the PewDiePie army.
Yeah. What does he call them? Like, Bro Nation or some shit?
Yeah, I think so. What is it at the end of his video? He's like, Bro Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, some shit like that. Okay. I don't like his videos at all.
I don't. I've been watching since this stuff. Like, since the YouTube analytics changed, I've been keeping up with him because he's been putting out videos since all this shit went down because it favors corporations.
Yeah.
So his big thing is, like, I'm losing millions of followers. It's fine for me, but, like, I'm losing millions. How much is the dude with 100,000 losing?
Yeah, right. I'm not, like, a fan of his videos because I don't find them entertaining, but I also never really found them, like, I don't know. They're just not... I don't think we're his target audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, moving on. Number four. CeeLo Green. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I am, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Like, three syllables. I think you got it.
But it could be like... Because it's C-E-E. It could be like Kilo, couldn't it? I guess not. That's not how the English
language works.
I mean,
if you're a racist and you judge names by Bailey, something, I'm going down a road that I don't have to save.
Bailey, it's not... You know what? You're out of the podcast.
CeeLo Green dressed up as Gnarly Davidson to the Grammys.
He dressed up as a fucking Dark Souls boss. Like, what the fuck, dude?
No, it made no sense. It made absolutely no sense.
I liked it.
It was so weird, man.
Of course he did. Of course.
Like, did he, like, give any reason? Like, was he like, this is an artistic statement? Or was he literally just like, fuck it?
That's why it's even... Yeah, no, he's just...
He did it for him.
The first response... That's
pretty
right. That's why I like it.
That's
he did it for
right.
him.
Yeah, that's why
I
was...
I want to dress up like fucking... What's the name of the face from Power Rangers?
Zordon.
I want to be Zordon's face on a floating body.
Yeah, I don't want to be Zordon. Just a head stuck in a tank for eternity, teaching teenagers how to be superheroes.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was like the weirdest costume I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty good though.
It's funny.
It's pretty good.
I like CeeLo Green.
Good bit. I like CeeLo Green a lot.
You're driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like. I'll blame for someone else to do.
After he was on The Voice, I kind of got bummed.
And The Voice is pretty good. He has like a cat on his lap all the time. He's just petting a cat the whole time.
That's not his cat. There's no way it's his cat.
No, it's a prop cat. That's a prop cat.
That's why I don't like him.
It's Jack. It's Jack the kitty. Number five. Apple's preparing to fight the right to repair legislature.
Fuck.
Which would then require... It would basically require Apple to sell replacement parts and manuals and stuff to like private companies to sell through to people.
Let's just let technology companies start taking our rights away too. That sounds perfect.
I don't know how
perfect.
I feel about this.
I've
got two trains of thought on it.
I disagree. I see where they're coming from. I see why.
Why
it's
you
like
disagree? I didn't even say what I think yet.
I mean, with the whole fucking dealio that they're
Apple.
Fighting.
Oh, you okay? Yeah. All right, sorry. Okay, got it.
Not everyone. Everything's attack on you, Chris.
I assume most things are. I'm very paranoid.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I think it's fucked up.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
I'm saying they basically still own your device after you buy it.
Yeah.
That's
no,
the whole...
Yeah. No, they're not. They're saying that. That's not really what it is.
But they may as well, because you can only go to them to get it fixed.
The right to repair means, like, you own it. You have the right to fix something that
you
own.
Well, you do have the right to fix it. What you don't...
No, you can't personally, like, take apart an iPhone.
I can take my iPhone, and I can go do whatever the fuck I want with it.
No, and voids your warranty.
Voids your warranty.
That's fine, but I can still do whatever the fuck I want with it, right? Like,
but according to them, then they don't have to do anything for you.
The problem that I do agree that you should be able to repair your shit without avoiding your warranty, right? Obviously. But at the same time, I also can see it's like, if all of Apple's parts are proprietary, which most of them are, except for, I don't know if their batteries are. That I don't know. But everything else is proprietary Apple hardware, right? Why the fuck, is the government to tell them?
Fake news list. I'm pretty sure it's...
I'm pretty sure most of it is. Like, it might be manufactured in China, but there's patents, like, Apple has patents on everything.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Okay.
Right? Like, even, like, their processors, like, their Apple whatever processor, even the software is, like, OS, like, everything in an iPhone is Apple.
What about
the
camera?
Except for the battery.
I'm
sure the camera is, too. I'd imagine. I'm sure it's all...
There's gotta be something in the camera.
Why are you jerking off that cup?
Oh, that's because I'm thinking of you, pal.
Alright, time to stop. no, like, I don't like, who's the government to come in and tell Apple what they need to sell to who, piecemeal? Like, to just be like, you need to sell this part and this part and this part, you need to make it available for people to buy.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they made it, they should be able to sell it however the fuck they want.
Yeah.
So it's more of a, it's more complicated than people give it credit for.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Cause, I mean, you could say, oh, Apple doesn't have to sell the parts, but they could also make it so that if you open it, it doesn't void your warranty, but then where are you getting the parts from? Because then the parts are stolen, and then Apple...
Well, you can use aftermarket parts.
Right, so stuff was probably stolen. Like stolen patents and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would assume. I'm not like a hardware fucking engineer, so what do I really know?
But, I see your patent, I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah.
They just walk into the office.
That shit probably happens.
Yoink.
That's the patent drawer. I'm gonna take that one.
Ruffle right through this patent drawer.
Yeah. Get it. Going through. Yes, Apple's patent folder.
Screens.
Actually, a lot of that stuff, a lot of like patents and stuff, you can find blueprints for online.
For iPhones?
I don't know about that, but I just know in general, like, every once in a while you'll see like something like a blueprint pop up for something that's been patented. Like, you see it happen to like
places.
It's the Freedom of Information Act. Yeah. After your patent is approved, it has to be publicly displayed in the database.
You can see stuff for like the physical design for the PlayStation 4 leaked like a month before it was revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's already approved, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of going up before it's on the government website.
Yeah. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? It's
Apple, you know?
Yeah, it's Apple being Apple.
Apple being
Steve Jobs died, and now they're just all panicking.
Yeah.
I watched that Steve Jobs movie this week. The one with Ashton Kutcher?
It's alright.
I like it.
Is he, Ashton Kutcher does a good Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
He actually does.
That sentence just never sounded good to me.
Was it you who were just like talking shit? Like, he's a pretty good
serious
actor.
Probably me talking shit.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor.
Did you see the Butterfly Effect?
I did.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
That movie's alright.
Yeah, he was okay.
I didn't know that Steve Jobs started his career at Atari making video games.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that. That's actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, well, because he knew a little bit of programming, but Gates didn't, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, number six. So the director for Kong Skull Island, I probably should have written his name down, but I didn't.
Hammerstein.
Schmoozy Beaglebum.
Yours was better.
The director for Kong Island, Schmoozy Beaglebum, is writing a Metal Gear movie, and he talked to IGN about how he wants to... he's making it a point to do justice to Kojima with the movie. He's the director of Metal Gear. Like, the father of Metal Gear.
What part of the series is it going to be on?
They haven't said anything yet. Like, this worries me so much.
It's such a convoluted video game storyline.
Like, don't want them to do this.
As long as he gets in the box.
I'm sure there'll be he'll get in the box.
It'll be fine.
I don't want them to do this.
The only spoiler I give is I hate that Ocelot turned into Liquid.
We're not gonna just spoil the game for no reason. Does this have any relevancy to the movie?
By an arm. If they do some shit like that.
He was never under control by the arm. He's faking it.
Oh, okay. Well then.
He's faking out the Patriots.
You're deeper than I am.
Yeah, I'm Mel, your fucking fanboy, like, right to the end. But, like, dude, I don't know. Cause there's so many different plots you can tell within, like, the Metal Gear universe.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you could do, I would imagine the first movie, well, probably the only movie, would be, you'd want to tell the story of Solid Snake first.
Yeah.
Like Shadow Moses, right? Like Metal Gear Solid 1. Like, that's the one that I assume would make sense, but maybe they'll just do something totally separate. Like, because you could also do the story of Big Boss and the Rise of Outer Heaven and stuff.
Yeah, I was
like
going to say, like, even for, if you did MGS5, it would be kind of cool to give, like, an alternate history on what happened in Afghanistan with America. It was all really about the Metal Gear tank rather than...
Well, the best one to do in that case would probably be 3. The best one in that case to do would probably be 3, which would be the actual Rise of Big Boss. Yeah. That would be like the one that I would say you could make a movie the best, but then, but maybe they'll just not adapt any of them and they'll just do like their own story in the universe.
But the question that Jeff has been begging me to ask, how many boxes will be in the movie?
You gotta assume maybe.
How many times does he like get into a box?
In Metal Gear? Yeah. You just use it whenever the fuck you want.
I guarantee he'll do it three times.
Oh, in the movie. Sorry, in the movie. No, once.
Three times.
Yeah.
It'll be like they will do it though.
It'll be like a, it'll be like the It's Morphin Time thing, where it's like a call out to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like the signature.
Yeah, he'll just be like there and there'll be like a box.
Yeah.
He won't just like make it appear.
Yeah. What the thing that they need to nail though is if they're gonna do it is they gotta have like a good set of villains. Because that's what Metal Gear is all about, is like weird superpowered villains, you know? Psycho Mantis. Well,
yeah, I was going to say, that's the one I would like to see.
Psycho Mantis?
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Fuck, man. I don't know. I don't want them to do it. But if they're doing it, then at least it's somebody who is like a fan of the games and knows.
Yeah.
You've got to have a plot twist in it, too. Something's got to be not as it seems. Like, that's what Metal Gear is all about.
You kind of have to accept you can't do the whole story or also just be confused.
Oh, that'd be impossible to do. One through five?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Be God, a shit no. Show. You wouldn't even have a main character.
Exactly.
How would you even have a main character?
Exactly.
Because it goes from Big Boss to Salt Snake back and to Raiden and
it's
weird. Anyway, I don't know. Please don't make it. Just leave it. Let Metal Gear rest. We don't need any more Metal Gear. It's fine where it is. Moving on. Number 7. NASA discovered a new solar... I don't know. Actually, that might not be true. They discovered 7 Earth-like planets, 3 of them hospitable, in a solar system that I don't know if we knew existed or not before. But we discovered 3 hospitable planets.
What do you think, Jeff?
It's great. It's great.
Would you go to them?
Yeah, in like 40,000 years when we have the technology to get there.
What would make you get there?
What?
Why? What would be the circumstances to make you go to another Earth?
Yeah, I don't know. If it was pretty.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is how Aliens started.
Yeah.
Right? Like, isn't that actually what Alien Covenant's about? They're trying to find a new home for humanity?
Yeah.
And
a lot of movies are about that.
Yeah.
I thought they were trying to meet their creators. I didn't actually see whatever the fuck.
Alien Covenant is going to show us.
Not Covenant, but what was the movie before Covenant?
Prometheus?
Yeah, I never saw Prometheus.
I saw parts of it.
I thought they were just trying to meet these first beings.
They were making first contact. Like, they already had all the technology, and I think Earth was, like, fine. There's a lot of sci-fi stories that are about finding a new home. Mass Effect Andromeda is about that, which is out in, like, a month, by the way.
Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. We're going to eventually fuck this planet up so bad that we're going to have to move, so...
Aliens.
Yeah, there's got to be aliens on at least one of those planets, right?
Yeah, it's like the big thing, right?
Because Neil deGrasse Tyson broke it down pretty fucking well. It's basically, it's like oxygen isn't a natural combination. There has to be some sort of photosynthesization.
There has to be plants. There has to be carbon layer.
There has to be plants.
Yeah, so if these planets have the same atmosphere, there's aliens.
Yeah.
We got aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all religion is dead and one world government and the Illuminati rules us all.
I don't understand that argument, that if we ever find aliens, religion is dead.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because, like, couldn't it just be that God created aliens, too?
Yeah.
I feel like the Catholic Church can do that easier because they have a pope, but, like, how do all the other religions, like, you know what I mean? But, like, the ones that have a spokesperson can, but...
But isn't
a spokesperson.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Like Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. God, that was a bad joke. That was a really deep joke.
They got rid of the $5 footlongs real quick after Jared.
No, they're still there.
No, there ain't no more $5 footlongs.
Yeah, there's $5 footlongs.
No, there's not.
Sub of the Day they brought back, though, which I'm pretty okay with.
Bring back Sub
of the Day. I'm really glad they brought back Sub of the Day. But is it... Fuck, I totally lost what I was going to say. I lost it.
Do you think we'll, like, see those planets in our lifetime?
No.
What if there's
that's the thing that sucks. We'll never know in our lifetime.
What if there's just a bunch of dicks on the planet?
Just dicks?
Just dick planet?
Walking dicks.
Dude.
Walking dicks.
I'm glad that we'll be dead before we find it.
Oh, and what do you mean? We won't be dead? We're going to be cyborgs.
Oh, yeah. What if we just stop death?
I mean, Jeff.
Already.
All of a sudden.
Jeff will still be here.
Yeah, because Jeff's already a cyborg. He'll go there.
No, he's a robot.
A robot. It's going to be a planet of giant living dicks, and he can live symbiotically with it. So he can actually know what it was like to have a real penis. Nah.
That's good.
This penis being will live alongside him, and they will be partners.
All right, then.
Downsy.
Moving on.
Number eight, another video game slash movie sort of thing. Joe Carahan, the guy who made The Gray. The Gray? Is it? It's called The Gray, right?
The Gray. The
movie with Liam Neeson?
With an E or an A?
G-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like The Gray something or just The Gray.
It's just The Gray.
The Gray Race. That's an album by Bad Religion.
It's a good one.
It's a good album.
10 out of 10.
It's pretty good. And they also made The A-Team. Wrote an R-rated script for Uncharted. And nobody at Naughty Dog has read it. So, hold on. What's going on here?
Left for fucking to get three sips of a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you make yourself a
full
drink?
Make a fucking
We're not
drink.
Supposed to start drinking in the first segment.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
We are just totally, like, we're off the rails completely.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even know who the
there's
fuck
no
we are.
There's no stopping Bailey from
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah, there's no Bailey. Yeah,
I'm going to get a beer hole.
Enough. You just get me one, too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Bring your own alcohol.
Can I have one, please?
No.
I did all the corrections.
I have one beer in the fridge.
All right. All right. I'm not drinking tonight. Joe Carahan.
God's good beer.
R-rated script for Uncharted movie. And nobody
Joe guy? He makes pretty good scripts.
Apparently he doesn't. He made The A-Team.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Is it?
I mean, Rampage Jackson is in it. I like Rampage Jackson.
Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Pretty good.
As Mr. T. Is Mr. T gonna be in it?
B.A. Baracus.
In Uncharted?
I'll watch Uncharted if Mr. T's in it.
They haven't even, like, I don't even think they've said they've cast anybody.
Then yet. I'm not watching it.
No. Who'd be a good Nathan Drake?
Mr. T.
No. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. Maybe. No.
No, he's too old.
Nathan
Fillion.
Why? Yeah. Actually, yeah. Okay.
Brandon
too Fraser.
Too bad we're on an audio podcast.
Oh,
Brandon Fraser. Why the fuck does it need to be R-rated?
So you can say fuck three times.
You don't need to say fuck three
because
times.
Because they're going to put titties in it.
You don't need to put titties in an Uncharted movie.
Treasure titties.
That movie can be PG-13.
Gory?
They're not. Maybe they don't need gory. To be all these things. It's not what Uncharted is.
Why do you think it will be a?
It will be
though?
Gory.
Because of
he
the
He shoots people.
Because, yeah, Nathan Drake kills a lot of people.
Yeah,
but
so it's got to be rated R.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that aren't rated R where they kill a lot of people.
Yeah, but are they finding treasure while they're doing it?
That does not do with anything.
It does, because did Nicolas Cage kill okay. people while he was finding treasure? No.
Okay.
What about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, those movies aren't rated R. What about
are the
Indiana
people.
Jones movies rated R?
No.
Okay, that's exactly what Uncharted should be. Is an Indiana Jones movie. So,
can you cast Harrison Ford as Nathan Drake?
Nathan Drake, he'd be like the
Harrison
super
Ford.
Old. Actually, he'd be a good Sully.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Sully.
He could do Sully
because I've played that game now.
You played the first one.
I played the first one.
Have you started the second one yet?
No.
Okay.
Almost.
I played all four.
Did he find more treasure?
I only played.
Did
the
he find
one.
More treasure in the second one?
The thing about I don't want to like spoil Uncharted.
Oh, he almost found
answering
treasure.
Answering that question is going to yes or no, he found treasure?
Well,
he almost found treasure, and then he found the treasure was inside of him all along.
Actually, yeah. That is kind of how it sort of wraps up at the end of the day.
Or,
sort of, kind of, not really, kind of. In the final one, in 4, I mean, Jeff's never going to play him, so.
I'm getting there.
Or was it like.
Then I won't say anything.
It was like Tomb Raider, and his dad planned it all along.
No, it's nothing like that.
Okay, good.
I won't say anything if Jeff's actually going to play.
Okay, well,
yeah, I'll play
fuck
one
Drake,
day.
Let's move on.
Okay. Oh, fuck you. Uncharted, it could be, the thing that makes me mad is it could be a great movie. But
could be.
It doesn't need to be R-rated, so.
No,
could be.
It's weird. And nobody at Naughty Dog is ready yet, which makes me super mad, not mad, but concerned.
All right.
I don't know. Final story.
I hope you feel better.
Final story, Jeff, actually, you should probably explain
this is
me,
my story.
I don't know anything really about it.
So, do you know anything about this, Bailey?
I would like a recap.
It's like my favorite, like, almost feel-good story. So there's this giraffe at a zoo, and it's like about to give birth, so they were like live streaming it on the YouTubes, and then a bunch of animal rights activists got on and made them take it down because it was sexually explicit.
Were they in the video or on the post?
What?
Like got on.
No, they didn't like climb in the giraffe cage and be like, shut it down. Yeah. No, they like.
They're riding the giraffe.
Commented mean tweets on the YouTubes.
Tweeted at them.
They tweeted and then they'll
how
be like, unsubscribe!
But yeah. Why? Because
it's sexually explicit.
But it's a miracle of childbirth.
It's educational.
That's what I said.
Yeah, if I have to watch a lady give birth in high school, I think it's okay to watch a giraffe give birth.
I don't want
to
watch anything give birth ever, but at the same time, like, it's not like.
Does a giraffe lie down as it gives birth?
Yeah, we're watching it, and they're like, it's like sitting.
Yeah.
They can't lie down. If they're on their side, they like break their neck.
I told you
die.
That. Jesus Christ. I told you that. I told you that fact.
Sure you did.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you did.
Oh, okay. No, I'm pretty sure I did because I've always really enjoyed that fact.
every fact about giraffes you've ever heard, Jeff, you got from Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure. Chris has taught me a lot of things over the years.
I know.
I actually, no, but like, all jokes aside, I actually think, maybe I wasn't like the first person to tell you that, but I'm pretty sure we've had the conversation before about how hilarious I find it that if a giraffe falls down on its side and it tries to stand up, it fucking dies
because it breaks its neck.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's true. That might be fake news, but I heard it once and thought it was super funny.
Yeah, I've heard it too.
Yeah.
Maybe from you.
It might have been. I don't know if I was like the first person to tell you that, but I think we talked about it before.
We probably talked about
it. And like laughed about it.
Yeah. It's a good bit.
Yeah.
I'm a tall person, I understand.
Every time you like, as
if I fall over on my side, it's game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand up and just break your neck. So like, I'm confused. Like, what were the like animal activists like? What were they like? I don't understand. Like, what was their point? Like, what were they trying to get at?
They wanted the video taken down.
But why?
Because it was sexually explicit.
You need to respect the giraffe's gender pronouns.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Right. I literally would like. I want.
Way to get to that point where we pissed off Chris.
Were they? Was it PETA?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I bet it was PETA.
It just says animal rights activists.
God,
they're like freelance.
Fuck vegans, man.
I mean, don't say that.
That's a very big generalization. No, I used to own a vegan restaurant. Some are okay. Suck my dick.
Good. Is there anything worse than vegans?
Nazis.
Yeah, that's a good start.
I don't know. Nah, vegans are all right.
Thank you.
You're not one.
Well, I used to own a vegan restaurant. I have plenty of vegan friends. I'm going to say they all fucking suck.
At least half.
At least half of them suck. Like, there's you got your different kinds of vegans, right?
Please enlighten me, Chris.
You got your ones that are just like, I don't want to eat meat because like, I either like I'm doing it for health reasons or like I don't like eating animals, which is fine. But then you got your obnoxious vegans that are like,
ugh,
I love plants.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you're gonna kill an hardly animal? I'm gonna post on Facebook about it. Only a thick time of the day.
And they also just don't know what they're talking about because of the whole planet. Like, they say shit like if the whole planet went vegan, like.
But your jackets are filled with goose feathers.
If the whole planet went vegan, we would kill more animals than we kill now. In order to create enough vegetables to like, for the human race to survive, we'd have to like destroy homes of like millions of animals.
But there's a cow apocalypse.
No, because
dude, if nobody ate meat,
yeah,
and everybody was only eating vegetables and stuff like that, think about how much more of that shit we'd need to make.
Well, you have to make just as much vegetables to feed the cows, and the cows also need land.
Yeah, it's a matter of like,
but the thing about vegans is that a lot of the food that they eat is like super specialized and shit. And you'd have to grow all sorts of weird shit.
Like what?
And you'd have to like mass produce it.
Like kale?
Like what?
I'll fucking pull up some articles and we'll revisit this next week. Because
kale grows naturally by the sea.
Right by the sea.
Yeah.
But if you want to.
Okay, fine. If the whole planet went vegan, everybody would be happy.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We'd all be obnoxious cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low iron.
And have low iron.
All dying of anemia.
And amino acids would not be where they need to be. And it would just be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Ah, God, I hate them. You know what I hate actually the most about them is like.
What do you hate the most about them, Chris?
When vegans try to like do, when they like, there's a vegan restaurant downtown that has like a thing you can get called like the Big Mac.
And oh, I'm just like, I don't like
fuck
that.
Fuck off.
Don't like mimic food. You
like,
know?
God damn it.
Just
like,
eat your salad and be sad. Like, let me have a steak.
Seriously, like fuck off. Like don't take, you're not allowed, if you're a vegan,
I think there's
you're
a
not allowed
balance.
To eat a Big Mac. Nope, sorry. You gave that up. So fuck off. You don't get to now make a fake thing. Also called the Big Mac.
What if you just call it a vegan Big Mac?
No, you're not allowed to have that. This is like the whole, is this
why
still
not?
A Big Mac with bacon on it? Maybe yes, maybe no. Is this still a Big Mac if it's a fucking vegan meal? Absolutely not. Fuck
but
off.
Maybe I like the taste combination that is within the Big
How
Mac.
How did we get here?
I like the Big Mac jizz sauce with some lettuce. So
I'm pretty
like,
sure even the sauce has to have some dead animal in it somewhere.
Yeah.
The rat that they killed in the fryer
probably,
when they were making
it. Yeah, probably, but you're saying just because I like how that tastes, I'm not allowed to try to make a meat
No, you're not. You gave up Big Macs when you decided to become a fucking loser.
That's fucking whack, all right? Bro. Come on. Go
you
have some
a
enchiladas
tofu,
in the corner.
Bro. I mean, enough. I can't anymore. There's nothing
else. All right. We're going to move on to our next segment. What's our next segment, Bailey?
Our main discussion.
No one's talking to you.
Sorry.
Bailey.
What's our main
What's our next segment?
Oh, our main segment this week is we're discussing our favorite cartoons.
Because we're adults.
And we're comparing them against five main criteria. Starting off with, we're doing animation style, then writing, then characters, then sound design, and we're going to create a conclusionary roundup.
I don't know if is conclusionary a word?
I probably it's a word.
I'm thinking it's a word.
It's probably a word.
I'll give you that one.
I made it up because I used conclusion and roundup right after each other. I'm assuming
you could have said conclusive roundup.
Ooh, that would have been better.
Yeah. Okay, you win. So we're going to start off with animation style and writing.
Okay, now because you did a poor job of explaining this. No, I'm kidding. You did a good job.
Thank you. I tried.
We're actually not picking our favorite cartoons,
aren't we?
We're each picking our favorite one. It's not like we're not doing an amalgamation of like all these different ones that we
I thought
are great.
You were very clear, Bailey. I understood that we were each picking one cartoon.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm retarded.
Thank you. You are wearing a Dookie shirt.
We're each picking our favorite cartoon.
We're each picking our one favorite cartoon and comparing it against the five that Bailey said.
Yeah. So
what's yours, Chris?
Mine, if I was forced to pick one, I'm going South Park.
Cool.
South Park?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just
initial,
give us a little like 30 second.
It's made in each episode's made in 1 week. It's made by two guys. It's consistently great. It's been going on for what, like 17 fucking seasons? The animation was originally made like by hand. Okay, it's like there's songs in it that are like legitimate funny ass songs, and it's made by like two geniuses. It's like, what's better than South Park? Nothing's better than South Park.
Bailey, what do you think is better than South Park?
Rick and Morty. Oh,
God.
Which is made by two equally genius people.
Pretty genius.
Was also originally hand-drawn and made hand-drawn.
Okay.
And is a fantastic combination of sci-fi, adventure, and philosophical questions.
It's overrated. Jeff, what's yours?
Your face is overrated.
Fake news.
The best anime... cartoon, the best cartoon.
Thank you. You got there in the end.
I got it. Futurama.
Futurama's great.
Because it's the best.
Yeah.
And it has everyone's favorite robot in it, so that's why I picked it.
You're my favorite robot.
Thank you, Chris.
Aww. That's cute.
Christine, am I your favorite robot?
Yeah. No, she likes Bender better than you.
Oh.
For sure.
Bender's pretty cool. But yeah, so, alright, Chris, defend your movie against its garbage animation style.
South Park?
Yeah.
It's not a movie, first of all.
Defend your television show.
Okay.
It was a movie.
And it was an awesome movie. It was a fantastic movie. And we'll get there. Like I said, it was... Okay. Originally, it was literally hand-animated by, like, cut-out pieces of cardboard. Right? What are you doing? Didn't we agree, like, no ice?
We
have
agree,
a rule
though.
That's no ice
you
during
just
the podcast.
Put eight ice cubes
and you put
in
eight
a
ice cubes
glass.
In your fucking tiny
There's
little glass.
I can count.
With your pink ass little drink. There's what even is that drink?
It's just.
Is there jam in there again?
No, I put grenadine in it, you motherfuckers.
Okay. Does it taste like peach?
No, it doesn't.
Why would it taste
like
peach?
Because we know how much Bailey likes his peach drinks.
It tastes like jam, lime, or tatted cherry. You could fuck
is it
right
good?
Off.
I'm gonna take a little.
Let me take a little sip too. I want to take a little sip too.
Oh, you don't want it.
Oh, is it strong?
Trust me.
Oh, it's super strong, eh?
Straight gin. Come on.
Ooh.
Oh, geez, eh?
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Going all the way in here.
Oh, boy. Like some Coors Light.
Anyway. Animation style of South Park.
Yeah. Garbage.
Like, I'm not going to, like, say that it's, like, a like super clean-looking show or anything like that, but, like, just the fact that it's made by two guys and they consistently, like... And they animate some pretty cool shit in South Park.
Do they?
Like what?
Yeah. Like, just... They always have new characters and stuff like that. They're just super...
new characters.
New characters.
No, but I mean
not the same two
holy
every week.
Shit, your cartoon's way better than mine.
It has new characters.
No, I mean that they're like
yeah, never have new characters.
They'll introduce all sorts of like because it's all hand drawn, right? Or at least it originally was. It's probably it's computer animated now.
It's all computer animated.
But they'll introduce like
new characters?
Yes. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that their turnover rate basically because they make each episode in a week. And the amount of, like, variants there are and, like, characters and places they go to and stuff like that is, like, pretty impressive how they can turn out this art that quick, is what I'm saying.
They didn't even have a mapped-out town, bro.
They did. They had to map it out for the game.
And how many years later was that?
But why did it matter? Why does it matter for the show?
Inconsistencies.
Yeah, bro. There's no plan.
How?
They would have them walk from one house in a direction.
Yeah.
One previously,
and then it would cut, like, and leave, the music leave, would play,
specifically,
and it would go, blah, blah, blah,
specifically
and then
leaving Cartman's to stands, leaving Cartman's to stands. They would go in different directions all the fucking time.
All the time.
Okay. Well, it's,
inconsistencies. Did one of them move? Why was?
What
that
does
never
this have to do with animation style?
Because
we're arguing animation style.
It's
so what does that have to? Okay.
There's continuity errors.
Sure.
Bro.
Wouldn't that be like a writing error? Actually, like,
no,
because
it's because
they don't know
they're
where
fucking
drawing
houses. Going
yeah,
the
that's
wrong
part
way.
Of them animating it. They didn't write which direction they walked.
You didn't even bring up the taco that shits ice cream.
Oh yeah, that's the best
the taco
part.
Taco that shits ice cream.
Yes, when
he doesn't even know that. He doesn't even. We know
come
the show
on.
Better than you.
When it was the Truman Show, like the Planet Earth is all really a TV show, and then they get
oh yeah yeah
to
yeah
spaceship
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and yeah.
There's a taco. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then because he turns into whatever they want, yeah. So then they choose the taco.
What about,
bruh.
What about, fucking, mouth Jennifer Lopez?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Pamela Henderson.
Taco flavor cheesies.
No, that was, that's from our,
that's a high school joke.
and then what the fuck's like the name, like they find out that it's, the hand is not Jennifer Lopez, it's actually, what is it, Mitch Connor?
Mitch Connor.
Yeah. Or something like that. It's like, I know, I am not Jennifer Lopez, I am Mitch Connor. Like, so, it's such a good show. But yeah, man, it's not like the cleanest looking show, but just how fast they can turn it around and make it is like, you gotta commend them, man.
So, Rick and Morty was made from the ground up, bro. Like,
so it was literally everything, by the way. I want to point that out. That doesn't mean anything. It means nothing, so.
He started by that.
Except for baby
that's
birds.
That's very general. Yeah. Except for baby birds.
They were not built from the ground up.
But he did the grind of putting, like, the concept through different film festivals, showing it to people and stuff. Like, it started as a parody of Back to the Future. Like, how can you beat Doc trying to get Marty to lick his balls, and it turns into a TV show?
Fact.
Like, but the animation style, like, and he hand drew it all. You can even, their little butthole eyes, like, how can you beat that little personal touch? You're talking about hand-drawn authenticity. They got butthole eyes,
South Park was cut out pieces of cardboard that were hand-animated. Each scene done, like, boom, 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 boom,
and
boom.
It's hand,
like,
it's,
each frame done.
And Rick and Morty is still hand-drawn. It's not computer-animated.
Yeah, but it's not made
That's
by two guys anymore.
Season 3 still isn't out.
It's not made by two
Neither
guys
is
anymore.
South Park.
Yeah, it is.
And actually,
they're the only two who work.
Dude,
on it.
they do the voices of every character. They do literally everything.
That's not
no,
true.
That's
yes,
not
they do.
True.
They do the voice
that's
of every character.
They do every
that's
single voice,
and except for like when they have guests on. Like,
no,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Not true. That's no, not even true. Even when they there's regulars that
nope.
Don't.
You guys are wrong.
No, you're wrong.
They do all the lady
we'll Google,
voices.
We'll Google
too?
This in the break.
There's
all the lady voices.
There's two or
there's
three.
A lady who died.
They have okay. Ike
from the second season or third season, they had two or three others on.
Ike is Matt Stone's daughter. Matt
okay.
Parker.
Then
Matt Stone.
So that's a third.
That's a third right there.
Okay, but it's still somebody in the family. And it's one character.
Oh, because
often,
they're in the family.
How,
they
often,
don't
does Ike, how often does Ike speak?
A lot in the like after the movie came out.
I would say okay. I would say this: if you take every South Park character that's ever spoken in every episode of South Park and put them together, I bet you 90% of them are done by Matt and Trey. 90% of those voices.
What about all the women?
Huh? They do probably a good hefty majority of them too.
Not all of them. There was that lady that died that was like a big deal in the third,
or
whatever, 30 minutes to air or week to
I'll
air.
Research this
yeah,
more on the break.
Yeah,
I'll research this more on the break.
Stuff. All right, well.
Hey, but you're supposed to be talking about your fucking
Well,
yeah.
because you took
I mean,
it over
I haven't even gotten
to
voice
Chris.
Acting yet. That's number four.
Well, I thought we were doing just two and then.
Yeah, but, get to your
animation. Okay. Well, the animation style either way. Rick and Morty, butthole
eyes. I like
that
he has notes, by the way.
Butthole eyes, they're way better because I.
Did you write down butthole eyes?
No, I didn't. I
in this moment.
It's all. Literally, all the characters, they try to sneak in dicks and boobs on all of their aliens.
Yeah,
like how can you beat that? It's the perfect combination of childishness and sci-fi.
I just...
Suck my dick, Chris. What do you think about Futurama, Jeff?
You... Yeah.
Futurama is a show that was made by one of the most reclaimed cartoon creators.
Reclaimed?
What did I say?
Reclaimed.
Yeah, they reclaimed him.
Reclaimed him.
Acclaimed. Mac Groening.
Real prepared.
Yeah. Futurama was basically a show where he could make all the things he couldn't do on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all like the outlandish humor, all that shit, and the animation speaks for itself.
Yeah. I'd like to sit here and shit on Futurama, but it was actually my second pick.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty's fucking not so good, but...
the animation, of these three, Futurama definitively has the best animation.
I wouldn't disagree with that,
yeah.
Actually, to be
Point,
honest.
Jeffrey.
I gotta make my point for my show, but if I'm being honest with myself, I'm gonna give Futurama probably.
Yeah, best ever
because there's only two seasons of Rick and Morty, then I'll give it to you.
I mean, there's three, but. No, there's only two.
There's only two.
Jeez.
Suck my dick.
Jeez. I've seen all these season three Rick and Morty.
I all picked funny shows, too.
Of all the cartoons?
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to go like Justice League Unlimited.
Sure. Yeah. We all ended up picking funny shows. Play. Nobody picked an anime.
Some manga.
One Punch Man, bro.
I watch a lot of anime, but I'm not. There's not a consistent,
Nerd.
Long-running one.
Nerd.
Like, Nerd. That I... Naruto's too long and boring.
Naruto fucking sucked by the end.
It's way too long.
Sasuke!
I'm not that patient. I'm not gonna watch fucking 500 episodes of your cartoon.
I finished the manga of Naruto. And Bleach.
That's too much. Bleach specifically.
Bleach sucked at the end. Well, whatever, much. This is not the anime podcast.
So what's the next one?
Writing
and then break?
Writing then break.
Okay.
We'll
South Park definitively wins writing. It's like not even close.
Definitively.
It's not even close. Guys, but do you...
You guys are out of your fucking league on this one.
Rick and Morty literally has Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon.
And it has...
the other guy.
The other... Justin Roiland.
Yeah, do they write for Broadview? Have they made Broadview shows?
And they... Do they have
a movie that's a musical?
They do have musical writers come in. They had... Not
okay.
They had the guy who... I can't remember his name, so I'm not going to quote that. But they do have Doctor Who writers come in and consult on, like, the sci-fi and the actual writing of their stories.
Have they made a movie that's a musical?
Not yet.
Have they written for Broadway?
A magical fart cloud. I mean, I don't think you can musical in Rick and Morty.
Bring up the Broadway thing. No, that's
really okay, fine. You can, but what I'm saying is we're talking about the caliber of writer that we're dealing with here. Like, Matt and Trey are like fucking... They know exactly what they're fucking doing.
Okay, Justin Roiland maybe not, but Dan Harmon has the same... Like,
Dan Harmon's done some shit.
He has the same reputation.
I would not say that that's true.
With Community and his movies, now I wish I could quote his movies, but I don't know. But Community specifically.
Matt and Trey made Book of Mormon, which is like one of the biggest Broadview like fucking things.
Broadway.
Again, that has nothing. Oh, yeah, what'd I say?
Broadview.
Oh, that's a station.
But that's not writing for TV. That's writing for music.
That's fine, but if you just want to get into a pissing contest about who has the more talented writers, I'm going to fucking
I'll win.
Beat your
I'm talking
ass.
About who's writing better win. For my show, yeah. Not about who's the better writers.
Well, you just were talking about that, though. You were just saying they brought in all these people from Doctor Who and shit like that.
And
all
it's
this
better
other
writing
shit
for my
show that I'm
And it's better
about.
Writing for my show. I'm not talking
about
what the Doctor
Who
writers do outside of that.
You were like, writers from Doctor Who came in, and we know they're good writers because they were from Doctor Who. And I'm like, okay.
No,
because then I was like, the only two writers for South Park made a fucking Broadview, like, thing. Broadway, damn it, Broadway, fuck.
You know who was on The Simpsons? Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien's like a funny personality, but like, he's not as good of a writer as Matt or Trey.
I mean, he wrote some good episodes of The Simpsons.
Sure. There's some great episodes of The Simpsons, but you're not talking about The Simpsons.
Oh, wait, no, Futurama. Futurama.
Yeah. So Jeff, writing Futurama.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Splay and Splur.
Splay and Splur is a good bit.
Yeah, it was a good bit. But did they?
I mean, I like Futurama because it has some of like the most heartfelt cartoon episodes out of like a comedy
show.
Yeah,
like that one episode with the dog.
With the dog is super sad, and then there's the one where like Fry's stuck in the future, and then like Leela's real sad.
Was he named Scruffy, or am I making that up? What was the dog's name?
It was Scruffy. Okay. No, Scruffy's the janitor.
Yes,
Scruffy's the janitor. So what's the dog's name?
Sunshine?
I don't know.
No, that's my dog's name.
No, he had a name. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here for Icy Wiener. Oh, crud.
Oh, crud. Seymour's the name of the dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it is... Like, yeah, like, South Park's pretty funny. Like, Rick and Morty's pretty funny. But, like, Futurama has some of, like, the most heartfelt episodes of, like, cartoon shows.
Okay.
Ever. It does get pretty sad.
Let's put this into perspective. Each episode of South Park is made in a week, right? They have changed episodes, rewritten and reanimated, revoiced entire episodes in 1 week to fit, like, relevant things. Right?
How big is their
things
writing
that are
room?
Happening on. Huh?
How big is their writing room?
It's like it's fucking Matt and Trey, dude.
No, bro. They have like a staff of like 10 people.
Dude, no, I will go into this in the break and I will get you fucking names.
They have a staff. Matt and Trey take over like a motherfucker because it's their show, but like there's 10
obviously
people.
Obviously they've
in the
expanded,
room.
Yes, but
like, for like from season 5, bro.
Yeah,
like,
they got,
we'll,
like,
go, we'll look.
There's
we'll
probably
look.
A couple dozen people who work on
we
that
will
show.
Look. The fact of the matter is they've rewritten episodes in a fucking week.
Yeah, all they do now is oversee everything.
And every episode that they've ever rewritten in a fucking week has been amazing. Like, they're super
That's
fucking
a fucking
talented.
Claim and a half.
They're super talented. Dude, they took the
That's
fucking episode where it was like the super best friends with Jesus and Muhammad and shit. The first part of that episode was building up to something, and then there was that backlash because they drew Muhammad, and in 1 week they rewrote the entire fucking thing, made it go in a totally different direction, and it's one of the best episodes of South Park ever. When fucking
yeah, but you can't
Tom,
say
Tom
all
Cruise
of them
wants Muhammad's
fantastic.
Powers so that the paparazzi can't take pictures of him anymore. Like, that's fucking grade A, like, that's class A shit.
Your stuff is all grounded in subjective opinion.
So is everything that everybody's saying.
I'm providing facts. Straight facts.
Butthole
Straight
eyes.
Facts.
Bailey, your facts.
Butthole
Bailey,
eyes.
Bailey, your fact that
Dicks
you provided.
Dicks on aliens.
Your
Doctor Who writers.
Yes, exactly.
Dan Harmon.
Exactly.
Suck my
Exactly. Dick. Your fact that you provided was like, oh, look,
We have like all these writers that have done this other great shit.
The same two guys.
No, okay, dude. Because your point that you were making is like, look, that we have these great writers. You know that they're great writers because they were on. They did Doctor Who. They've done all this other shit. And then I'm like, Matt and Trey like made a fucking super successful Broadway fucking show. And then you're like, that's not relevant. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You did the exact same thing.
Because the other writers contributed to the show. That Broadway did not contribute to South Park.
I'm gonna jump,
suck my dick.
Yes, they did. No. Matt and Trey made South Park,
but
and they made
Broadway
the musical.
Doesn't make it better.
No, but okay. Does Doctor Who make fucking Rick and Morty better?
Because those writers are writing Rick and Morty.
Right.
Yes.
So the writers that made the fucking show for Broadway are making South Park.
We're gonna come back and yell
are
about
you
characters.
Are
and
you
sound
retarded?
Design. We're gonna come back and yell about characters.
South Park is the best show. If you fucking don't turn that thing off, I'm gonna jump over there and I'm gonna. Fucking kill you.
I'm filling my drink up with gin. As
fuck
Jeff
off, everybody. We'll be back for part two later. I hate you. And we're back. And I'm still fucking upset.
Should be.
Yeah, me too, pal.
I got pretty heated, like, real quick.
Yeah, Jeff popped in there, and I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do, you know?
All right, so we've decided that animation style is going to go to Futurama. Writing is... Right?
What? Chris decided.
Yeah, we've decided.
I thought that... No, because I voted for Futurama for
Why don't we
style.
Vote at the end? Rather than you take
then
it
you
over
just
who
fucking
has best
saying
cartoon?
Who won.
Wait a minute here. Okay, everybody's getting upset for no reason.
Not including the
Jeff
team.
Voted for Futurama for animation style.
All we're saying is you can't start up by saying we
I
decided
voted for Futurama for animation style. Which therefore means that it won. Because I fucking voted for Futurama as well. Which means it's 2-1.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I just don't know why you need to announce that we decided.
Because we're recapping.
Okay, who won for writing, Chris?
South Park. Bailey.
South Park won for
Rick
writing.
And Morty.
Rick and Morty won.
South Park, fuck off. South
yeah,
Park
see? No, you
do. What? Because Jeff agrees with me. It's 2-1, so Rick and Morty won.
South Park won, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just it's just the way it's going to have to be.
It's the way it's going to have to be. I'm Chris.
I'm
like
Chris.
Dookie.
Just the way that it's going to have to be. Is my pop filter on backwards?
No,
I guess
no one cares. Bad. Moving on. Our next topic. We're
that
gonna
was
talk
your one for the episode, by the way.
I thought I get two.
No. You got two last week to make up for the one before. Now you get one an episode.
I'm throwing up another one.
Don't burp in
Quiet
the fucking
the
mic.
I just took my one.
Mm-hmm. Characters. The characters of South Park, probably the worst characters, right?
Yeah,
defend it, Chris.
Chef. Fuck
Chef.
Him.
Fuck Chef.
You guys are for real right now?
I know.
You guys are for real right now? You know what? No, you guys go first this time.
All
you
right.
Go first, Bailey.
So the pair-up that I do lose is because my argument is that Rick and Morty is awesome because Justin Roiland does both the voices. But
okay, we're not talking about voices. We're talking about the characters.
Oh, yeah, because it's not voice acting.
Yeah, just the
character. The character writing, the dynamic is a kind of gypped from Back to the Future. So that is, I'll take the downer on that. But the dynamics that they added the family in there to help actually make it relatable to each aspect of their audience is perfect because it plays to the nerdiness and allows, like, different people to enjoy the show from the different aspect of, like, Jerry or Summer or Morty. Like, it plays to each personality trait. I think it's fucking tight.
Or Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Or Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Or Bird Person. That's
Bird
my person.
Person
That's
is my
who
favorite.
I relate to.
I don't know
I love
who that is.
Bird
I've
person.
Only ever seen like three episodes
oh,
of Rick and Morty.
You got it. Bird Person.
Bird
is
Person.
The best.
Is yeah. The best. The wedding of Bird Person.
Yeah. I saw the one where like Mr. Poopy Butthole was there the whole time. And like they were, and there was the clones, and they were like trying
to
find out.
To be fair, that's a good intro to Rick and Morty.
And they like shot him, but they found out that he wasn't a clone or whatever, and he was like dying.
It's like a big spoiler for like what might happen in season 3.
There's no plot in Rick and Morty. Shut up.
Oh, there's
no one cares about
a lot of
Rick
plot.
And Morty.
Bruh. Well, because Rick's in maximum security galactic prison by the end of it, right? Because they fucked up the Earth, so then he got put in prison for all of his galactic crimes because he's actually like a war criminal.
Okay.
And now the whole point is no one knows how the third one's going to start out because he's like indefinitely in prison.
Well, I have a feeling it'll start out with him not being in prison anymore, like him breaking out somehow and getting out.
But he's like handcuffed and he doesn't have his dimension device.
Won't Rick get him out somehow?
You mean Morty?
Rick is in.
Rick. Oh. Oh, okay,
Rick
Morty's the kid.
Morty's the kid.
And Rick, okay.
And Morty's
okay,
retarded.
Okay.
Like, it's
okay.
Outlined that Morty's a little dumb.
Okay, right. That's fair. Mr. Poopy Butthole will save him. Jeff, why does Futurama have the best characters?
I think it has the best characters because it's a classic Man Out of His Element story. Mm-hmm. You get your main characters thrown into an environment he's never seen before, no one's ever seen before, and he gets packed up with these wacky characters like Zoidberg, who's great, and my best friend Bender.
I like Scruffy. Hermes.
Scruffy's pretty good.
I like Hermes a lot.
Hermes is good. There's a lot of great characters. A lot of good one-off characters that are also really good. Whenever you get other robots involved, they're always pretty funny robots.
Brannigan.
Brannigan's a good one.
God damn it, Crushinator!
No, Pa, I love him.
What's the name of Brannigan's alien assistant again? Kip?
Yeah. Kip?
Kip. It's Kip.
Kip? Kip?
Kip? Okay. Kip. Kip Croker.
That's what I forgot. All right,
cool. Yeah, he's pretty good,
Zap Brannigan's pretty good.
Zap Brannigan's pretty good.
And what's Leela's pet again?
Nibbler.
And then they're actually super intelligent.
Yeah.
I like when the giant brains take over Earth, and then Fry rewrites the book.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now I am going to leave Earth for no reason.
Sounds like a pretty good show, right, guys?
Futurama is a good show. I'm not going to hate on Futurama.
So then why are the characters of South Park better?
I was going to say something else pertaining to South Park, but I guess we've moved on. I don't even remember what I was going to say, so thank God that we did. Okay. The cast of characters in South Park are all strong. Like, there's no weak link at all.
Sheila Brafofsky.
Who?
Kyle's mom.
Oh, no, even she has some great lines.
So the one thing I did forget is that Rick literally needs Morty, and that's the best character design, because Morty's so dumb. He protects Rick because you can't find him because his IQ blocks out Rick's IQ.
So having a character that needs another character in order to like function in the story is good writing.
Yeah, like the whole crew to Kenny dying every episode, pal.
That's just there as a joke, and Kenny was like never an important character.
Sounds like you got some weak characters.
Kenny was never an important character.
He was one of like the main guys, but him dying was the point of his character. Every episode you watch to see how's Kenny
going to
die.
They had a whole season about him going to heaven and Cartman trying to figure out how he gets to heaven.
No, I'm pretty sure that was in the movie.
No, that's
because Cartman ate his ashes and then they built the stairway to heaven.
And they built the stairway to heaven, that's right.
Bro, I'm schooling you on your own show today.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Come on. All right, so we got what's after characters.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really done.
All right, okay, continue. Then go.
What do you got?
Come on.
Dude, okay.
I'm pretty sure you're boxed into a corner here, pal.
If you want to just go over, like, amazing characters, like...
Yes, give me your favorite character.
From South Park?
Yeah.
Okay, Hanky's pretty fucking good. You got Chef, who's, like, fucking awesome. It's obviously...
The best
character is obviously Randy Marsh.
Okay.
Like, obviously it's Randy Marsh.
I'll take Randy.
Clearly, right? But you just have so many fucking strong characters. Like, and so many good characters that you only see in, like, one or two episodes and then that's it. And they're amazing. So many good, like, the fucking, what are the woodland creatures or whatever?
The woodland critters.
Woodland critters? Yeah. Oh my god, dude. So good. And then you've got, fucking, like, the breakdancing instructor from the You Got F to the A episode. And, the fucking dancing chicken and the fucking Hooters chicken. Like, oh, my God. Like, there's just so many good fucking characters that just show up. Do what they need to do, get out, and you'll never see them again. And that's awesome.
What would Ray Gaetano do?
Brian
Boitano.
What'd you say?
Ray
Romano?
I said Ray Romano.
What would Ray Romano?
The best character in Rick and Morty is clearly Squanchy.
I don't know who that is.
Squanchy's a good bird person.
Not as good as Randy Marsh.
Rick though is a pretty fucking quality character.
Yeah.
Nobody's in all seriousness. Rick has like an existential crisis about being evil or not, and
nobody is as good as Randy Marsh.
Who's the best character in Futurama?
In Futurama,
yeah,
the best or my favorite?
Your favorite,
Zoidberg.
Zoidberg's
really good because he's just like a sad sack, and whenever there's just like a moment that something good happens for Zoidberg and he's just the most stoked. He gets like half a sandwich. He like trades everything for half, and he saves it, and then it goes bad.
Okay, I like the episode where like they're all going to do something or whatever, and then
Like,
I don't know, but they just look over and they're like, Fry's like, yeah, me, Bender, and Leela are gonna go, and then they're just like, and Zoidberg if he wants, and he's just like, nah, I'm good. You never see him again the whole episode. Oh my god. Zoidberg's pretty good.
Zoidberg's pretty great.
I like when they go back to his home planet and he has to fight in the gladiator arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or when Amy's pregnant and you think that the water broke and the baby's crying, but it's just Zoidberg. You hear like the water sound and then it goes over and Zoidberg's just like meh. Sometimes there is a box with cheese in it, and one time pepperoni. What a great day that was.
Nah, but not as good as Randy Marsh.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Zoidberg and Randy Marsh are pretty fucking close.
Pretty close.
I'm going to vote with Zoidberg.
Hey!
No. Zoidberg's better than Randy Marsh. Really think about what you're saying, Randy.
Because overall, it's like his design, detach the wackiness. Yourself, he's a lobster doctor.
Detach yourself from the I want to vote against lobster. Chris mentality here. Think about what you're saying.
He's a Jewish lobster doctor.
My favorite Zoidberg quote is when it's like, oh, he must be poor. He's a doctor. And they're like, no, doctors are usually like pretty wealthy. It's like, who told you this? This is lies. Why would you say this?
Zoidberg's good, but Randy Marsh is better.
But overall, it's like there's just more like extreme, like it was more creative and difficult to come up with Zoidberg than
Randy Marsh. Just like a guy.
Randy Marsh is a guy that just does like crazy shit.
He's the extreme of a dad trying to be cool. Every time, like him going to Whole Foods and trying to fit in, and him like trying to when he found out about YouPorn and they had the whole episode about the ectoplasm jizz. It was all about him.
What about the breakdancing episode? You got F'd in the A. One of the greatest South Park episodes. Super underrated.
When
the guy comes up and starts dancing and Randy's in the hospital and the doctor's just like, it's the worst serving I've ever seen. He got served here and here, but the worst was here in the pelvis region. And then he's just like out on the bed and he's just like, Stan! And he comes over and talks to him. So good.
Or the Wow episode is the epitome of him trying to be a cool dad.
Or I thought this was America. Yeah. One of the all-time fucking great.
Yeah, exactly. So you're proving me right. Zoidberg wins.
What about Guitar Hero episode? Yeah,
Zoidberg is a more original character.
When he pulls out the guitar, the actual guitar, and all the kids are like,
"What the fuck?
That's
is
gay,
that?
Dad."
Can't say gay. It's inappropriate. Chris.
Well, that's what they say. I'm directly quoting the show.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. That's what they say.
Paraphrasing or not.
No, it does, because I'd be lying otherwise. That's what they say. That's what the fucking quote is.
Well, what's the next criteria? Because I think Zoidberg's way
sound design.
Better.
Now, I have literally nothing to say about this, actually, but again, I'll refer to the fact that...
So, we'll do voice acting, then.
Okay, then it's... this one is fucking clearly South Park. Like, writing was clearly South Park, but this is like... You don't even have an argument.
Writing is not clearly South Park.
Bro, but their movie acting, was a musical...
I would actually...
...of a song that you just started singing, by the way.
Wrongly, but still.
Yeah, but right? I think I would, for voice acting, still put Futurama above South Park. They have more famous people on reoccurring slots that did the show for years because of how
two people do like 90% of the voices in South Park.
Yeah, the voice acting is pretty generic.
Same with Rick and Morty, so we
right,
cancel
but that's
each
still
other
talent.
Out. So this was my debate, is because the cool part about Justin Roiland is he plays both Rick and Morty. So he's both the main characters having a discussion with himself.
Sure.
Do Matt and Trey ever do that in South Park? Like, are they ever directly talking with themselves?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Like Stan and Cartman?
Yeah, yes. Stan and Cartman would be talking to himself.
Or
yeah.
Stan and Randy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so exactly. I lose empirically.
It's a bad argument.
No, that's why I was curious. I wanted to ask before I made that argument.
Dude, it's okay. Then if you just want to talk about like the sound and the stuff like that. Like
No, well, I still kind of go with Futurama.
Okay, the theme song. Tell me, sing me the Futurama theme song.
Bam, bam.
No.
I don't know no one's
okay,
theme song.
Okay, sing the South Park theme song. And don't pretend like you don't know what it is, because you do know what it is.
Memories.
Going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Either way, friendly faces everywhere.
Okay, go ahead and sing me that. Go ahead and sing me that song you were just singing from the South Park movie a minute ago.
What would Ray Gaetano do?
What would Ray Romano do? Yeah. Now name me, sing me any song from Futurama. At any point. Thank you. Now.
Yeah, I don't... You're asking the wrong dude. I have, like, the worst memory of...
I like that Bailey's fighting for Futurama.
Right, but my point is you're fighting for Futurama, but everything that you know is pointing towards South Park's actually better. I mean, South Park songs get stuck in your head. The voice acting is done by two people. Their movie was a fucking musical, by the way.
I'm still calling you out on the fact that their voice acting is done by more than two people.
It is, okay, so 90% of it is done by two people. Okay.
Nah.
85.
I'll Google this right now. I'm going to do this right now.
All right. Regardless.
Regardless.
Not irregardless.
There. Thank you.
Regardless.
Please hop in because I've been defending you.
I know. I appreciate it. Do you want me to defend you or?
No. I lose. All right. No matter what, you lose. You both have better voice acting.
You lose in sound design. Yeah. Now, like, Futurama is, like, the most celebrity guest stars. Everything is more, yeah.
More celebrity guest stars in Futurama than in South Park.
Name six celebrity guest stars from South Park.
All right, well, I'll pull six up.
Off the top of your head.
But
you do it.
The one thing
Lucy
is,
Liu, Beck.
Did Beck actually voice himself in that episode?
Yeah. It was Beck.
And if we're talking math-wise, you're saying Matt and Trey do 90% every episode, right? If Futurama has already a celebrity cast and brings people on, they have a wider celebrity variety than South Park. Because they already have celebrities doing voices on the show regularly.
I have it pulled up right here. How many voice actors of South Park? Parker and Stone voice most of the male South Park characters. Mary-Kate Bergman voiced the majority of female characters before her suicide in 1999.
That's her name.
Okay.
Okay, give me an actual list.
Because that woman, and they got another woman to replace that woman.
List of South Park guest stars. Oh, God, dude. Like, there's like too many people.
Then fucking search the Futurama one, you biased.
Elon Musk as himself in season 10. Bill Hader as Tom in season 19. You get Lord as Lord. PewDiePie as himself.
I'm gonna put us on the gram right now.
What's season 16? Season 17?
This is very exciting commentary. But, definitely Rick and Morty's the worst.
Yeah, oh, fucking for voice
but
acting.
But South Park is the best.
But Justin Roiland and the burping and the back and forth. Still pretty
the burping's pretty huge.
It's pretty unique, style he created of the back and forth between
It's not bad, but it's not the best.
Yeah, you guys still
do. I gotta put my foot down on this one and say, like, South Park is objectively the best at this. Like, they're... Okay, let's not forget that their movie is a musical.
Why is that relevant?
It's because we're talking about sound design.
But it's like, so... It's just the I'm still standing. It's the math of like saying Matt and Trey do most of it, and it's like Futurama still has more celebrities and a greater variety.
But they don't have
going through. Oh, okay. Then
that's what I'm saying.
Then I suck.
Radiohead as themselves in season 5. Cheech and Chong as themselves. Jennifer Aniston was herself. All of Korn. Jay Leno. Rancid, Ozzy Osbourne, Primus, Elton John, Meatloaf, Rick James, DMX, Devo, George Clooney, Michael Buffer, Robert Smith.
So are you saying all of Korn was on South Park at the same time?
Yes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
What episode was that?
The episode where they have Korn. It's like the Halloween episode or something.
Yes. Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah, either way.
Episode, season 3, episode 10, all of Korn.
So what's next, Chris? Are we taking a break or
we're taking our last break and then we're going to do our roundup?
Let's take a break before Chris gives me an answer.
Maybe I can peer pressure him into taking a shot.
I'm nice, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, are you sure?
Schnapps.
Then you don't get any more chocolates.
I didn't have any chocolates.
Good.
All right, we'll be back, folks.
Okay, bye. And we're back.
Are we?
Yeah, we're back.
Are we back for real?
I just counted you in and said, now we're back.
So all right, and we're back.
Oh, so we're actually back.
We're back.
Okay.
Back streets, back.
All right.
So we're talking about cartoons. Well, I think we have to come to a decision.
Are we doing a cowboy roundup?
My God, I hate you. I really hate you a lot.
I like that a lot.
God. Oh, Jesus. No.
Can you edit in like the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Woody, there's a snake in my boot.
I know, it's a bit much.
No, I like Toy Story.
We weren't talking about Toy Story.
So back to the cowboy roundup.
Jesus.
We're going to talk about each 4 points, and we got to decide who won each. Okay. Or it's a draw. If we all think ours is the best, it's a draw.
Yeah, because mine's the best.
Okay. Animation style.
Futurama.
I'm sticking with South Park.
Futurama.
You went back Futurama. You said it was Futurama.
No, I didn't. Did I?
I said it was Rick and Morty. And
like last break, you're like, oh, so we all decided Futurama wins
Chris,
animation.
And I don't know what's
okay. All right, moving on to writing.
I think I'm drunk even though I haven't been drinking. Sorry, it's the alcohol talking.
Writing, Rick and Morty.
Writing is South Park. Fucking clear as night and day.
Jeffy. Writing South Park.
Thank you.
Characters, I got it. I'm picking South Park.
Rick and Morty.
I'm not giving up any ground on any of these.
Rick and Morty.
Actually, you know what? I could go with Futurama for characters. Now that I really think about it, Bender and Hermes and Zoidberg and
it's a lot of wacky
and Fry
characters.
I could do Futurama for characters.
And so Futurama takes characters.
I'm okay with
so
that.
So that's one for each, and okay. Now we go
no,
to
that's
sound.
Two for Futurama and wait. One for South Park.
Okay. Yeah. So now we come to sound design.
Sound design.
South Park. Obviously. Obviously it's South Park.
Because of morals, where I was standing in that debate, I'm sticking with Futurama.
Well, what do you say, Jeff?
I'm going with Rick and Morty.
Are you actually? Or are you just doing it to be an asshole?
No, I honestly think it's Rick and Morty.
What? How?
So if we look at the score...
You just want to win, so you just...
No, I won regardless. You said Futurama.
No, because if you'd picked South Park for it, then we would have been a tie. If you picked South Park.
Yeah, but he wouldn't pick South Park.
Oh, yeah. No,
how is it not South Park? Like, give me a legitimate answer how the movie is a
musical.
We're
not talking about the movie, first of all.
We're talking about the series.
We're talking about the best cartoon shows.
Sure. The movie would count in that. The
movie doesn't count. Yeah. We're talking about all the Futurama movies.
Again, I will say, you could have talked about Futurama movies. I don't have a problem with that. Again, I will say, name me a song from Futurama.
I don't care.
The songs, we're not talking about songs.
I don't care about the songs.
I'm saying I don't think
the songs is as important.
Yeah.
You literally told me about how you had all the South Park movie soundtrack on your iPod at one point.
Yeah, when I was like 12.
Yeah.
And now I've grown up and realized the show's not that good.
Also, Matt and Trey made a musical. You guys are just wrong on this. You guys are just wrong.
I disagree with your votes, whatever.
The epitome of your argument before was like the sound acting power they had behind it.
People are going to listen to this and they're going to be like, and a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, Futurama has better sound design than South Park. The music and all that shit.
They didn't win
for
sound design. It was a tie. It was a three-way tie for sound design.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the answer is
because, yeah,
there was no clear winner, so it was a three-way tie.
Rick and Morty is very good, but there's two seasons and I can't really... I have no fucking defense on sound
design. Name me a Rick and Morty song. Hum me a Rick and Morty song.
I don't know.
Get
Swifty. Get Swifty.
I could name you a Futurama song. The bureaucrat one where Hermes is singing.
That's pretty good.
And Bender gets reset.
Yeah.
I am
Get
Bender.
Get Swifty is still better. It's saved
and
our whole
planet. Episode. But the answer's still South Park. Anyway, so it's come to a tie, which means that Futurama wins.
But did the South Park characters ever save a song that saved the whole planet?
No, but they saved South Park.
But it happened in Rick and Morty when they sang Get Swifty.
Okay.
Saved the whole planet.
They saved the whole planet.
That's why they win sound design.
Planet full of people.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Your musical.
The answer is South Park. It's so obvious. But okay, so does that mean Futurama wins then?
Futurama wins. The undisputed champion of the things that are news choice.
I don't have a problem with that. South Park. I mean, Futurama is a great show.
Futurama is a great show, but Rick and Morty will surpass.
No.
We'll have this conversation again in like 4 years.
In 4 years,
when Rick and Morty season 3 comes out.
Goddamn season.
South Park will still be better than all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that's the end of the main topic.
What's the worst cartoon?
The Cowboy Roundup for the day?
The worst cartoon?
Worst cartoon.
Is
it Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Really?
No. There's got to be one that was just like shit.
You ever see Teen Titans Go? That's not bad.
Teen Titans Go.
It can't be the worst. There's got to be like something out there that was just heinous that we're none of us are thinking of.
Yeah, we probably would have never seen it though.
All those weird Adult Swim cartoons that tried to remake Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force was fucking awesome.
I know, I loved it, but there's so many reattempts at it where they took just
characters. Got heated there for a minute.
I
really like all those shows about like superheroes sharing
space
a house.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast, bruh.
Yeah, Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Space Ghost Coast is great. That's the only one I would bet. Like, I would have troubles debating Space Ghost.
Space Ghost is awesome
because they influence so much.
Space Ghost to Coast.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is great.
That's a bad show.
So good, dude.
You don't like it? Everyone likes Meatwad.
Meatwad freaks me out, dude. I remember I like fell asleep watching, woke up and like saw Meatwad talking. I'd never heard of the show before.
Carl.
And I was fucking terrified.
I like Carl.
Carl's pretty good.
Is that the soda pop one?
No, that's Carl's just like the big fat guy.
He's just a fat like the human that's the neighbor and confused the whole time.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, but either way, what's the worst? What's the worst?
I don't know.
What's a cartoon you hated as a kid?
I hated as a kid?
Like it came on, you're like, oh no, please.
No, totally Spies.
Oh, Totally Spies.
I liked, I mean, I hate it. I don't know. I can't, there's nothing like jumping to mind. Like, there's ones that I didn't enjoy, but there's nothing jumping to mind where I'm like, that's objectively the worst. Something that's just trash. I can't think of anything. I know there's an answer out there. I probably have one, but I can't think of anything. Does anybody have one?
Yeah.
Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go. Bailey. Fucking hate that show. Teen
Titans Go is pretty trash.
Fucking hate that show.
Bailey.
Don't have one that just stands out.
Totally Spies is pretty good.
Totally Spies is pretty shitty. I didn't like Kids Next Door.
I don't know.
If that was. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Wayside High School sucked.
I don't know what that is.
Fucking not Fairly Odd Parents, but the one that came after it, Danny Phantom.
Oh, I like Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom was trash.
I like Danny Phantom.
Gotta catch them all because he's Danny Phantom.
Danny List Phantom of television shows considered the worst. Animated shows. Let's see here. Is there any of these I
fucking
know?
Fucking riveting.
Is there any of these I know?
What's it like?
Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom was the shit, though. I like Danny Phantom a lot.
I still stand by Static Shock.
Static Shock. That's the worst show of all time.
Static Shock was alright.
Static Shock was the jam.
Okay, alright.
None of us know
what
the worst
Batman
is.
In it. You didn't get nothing?
They were all ones I'd never heard of.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. If it's bad, you wouldn't. Never heard of it.
There was an animated movie called Titanic, The Legend Goes On that was fucked.
You know what's the best Disney movie? Atlantis.
No.
Right, Bailey?
Have to do Disney movies as a discussion.
Next week. Not next week.
Next week we have something else.
2 weeks after.
We got a surprise for you.
Next week episode's going to be very different.
Very different.
Okay. Moving on. To our question of the day. Which is, Jeffrey.
What is it, Jeffrey?
Oh, if you were rich... But, like, moderately rich? I guess it's, like, a genie wish thing. Anyway, if you could have one, like, servant who can, like, perform a task for you, what would it be?
So, Bailey? Basically, like, one responsibility you don't have to do anymore.
Yeah, one thing.
Why you gotta throw it at me?
Because I like throwing it at you.
Well...
Because Chris is gonna be, like, some dude who jerks me off. His name's Chuck.
With no misogyny attached.
Ugh.
I want a hot bitch to make me breakfast.
You can't say no misogyny attached and then say hot bitch.
You can't say hot bitch.
Because I don't have to...
Attractive lady.
I'm not objectifying her. I respect her position.
You can't say bitch.
It's a very powerful position. This woman nourishes me every morning and I respect it. And
is it
I do not...
Is it because of that fucking music video?
No. Not at all.
Jabba Ranks?
I don't have to... No. It's from an Action Bronson one.
I miss really good music videos.
But for... No, Brian, you don't know shit then.
In the 90s, there was this music video for
There's
this
so
rap
many
song
good music
where they were flying
right
around
now.
In a Chinese food
Have
box.
You seen Nobody Speak by Run the Jewels?
No, I don't even know what that song is.
It's a fucking quality music video.
Fucking quality.
You know what's a good music video? Hall of Batgirl, Gwen Stefani.
That's a pretty good video.
It's pretty alright.
You ever seen that fucking... What's that song called? MILF Money?
No.
Oh, it's the fucking worst. She's like a bunch of famous like moms. She's like pouring milk all over themselves.
That's pretty good.
It's really uncomfortable.
All right.
Since
we're
no
going
one,
off topic, seriously.
Yeah, since no one gives a fuck that the only thing I want
Yeah,
is
you, want a, the, you want a hot bitch to make
I,
you eggs.
Yeah, I want a lady to make me eggs.
That's such a boring pick. That's such a boring
Bruh, pick. You don't have to worry about breakfast for the rest of your life.
Why does that have to be a hot bitch? Why don't you have a fucking private chef?
Because it's like I want to appreciate the female body. I'm not going to objectify her. I'm just going to appreciate her nice behind
that's
as she
fine.
Cooks me some eggs in the morning.
Right, that's okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, that doesn't sound like a bad time or anything like that. But it's just kind of a boring pick. Jeff, what's your pick?
I want a personal
start every
assistant.
Day.
Just to help you with whatever?
Just to
Does
fall-
that count, though?
Yeah, they work like a 9-to-5.
They needed... No, I thought they needed to have, like,
well,
a job. They needed to have, like, a one task that they do for you.
They assist me.
That's cheating.
I mean,
that's cheating.
They, like... It's like having a secretary.
That's cheating.
It's not... That's some bullshit.
That's cheating.
This is my question.
No, it's that's right. cheating.
I want a driver.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. That's okay.
You know how much money I'd save on Ubers? Oh.
Now, the question is, though, like, are they driving your car and you're still paying for the gas and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't have to drive, so okay. I can get anywhere just piss drunk all the time.
What, you sure, think he's that much of a dictator that he'd hire the servant to drive him around and make him pay for the gas?
Yeah, I don't know. Now,
why wouldn't I have to pay for the gas?
Could I have somebody go to work for me?
No.
Why?
Because that's not how servants work.
How are you paying for the servant?
I mean...
Because you don't trust the servant
like, no,
to do
to
your
work,
job.
But I get the money. Like, they do my job for me. But I get paid.
Okay, and then part of that goes to pay them?
Oh, you didn't say anything about we having to pay these people. You said it was a genie wish.
Yeah, kind of fucking servants. Shitty genie is this?
Okay, so the genie wish, they just go do your job for you?
Yeah, so I just hang, I don't have to work and I still get paid.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that possible? I mean, if it's a genie wish, it's possible. But I mean, I just wish.
But I can't have a personal assistant.
You just pulled the genie wish card, so yeah, but.
No, but mine has a specific
kind of
role.
Bullshit.
They go and they
okay,
do my
it's
job.
Not a, it's not a genie wish.
Okay, so
you can hire a person.
I can hire a person.
Someone's giving you enough money to hire a person to do one task.
Okay.
To complete a daily task.
I would hire somebody probably just to go shop for me. Just to go buy, like go pick shit up for me. Like if I want anything I want to buy at any time, groceries, whatever, just like fucking go get it and bring it to me.
That's pretty good.
You got so much white privilege. What? You need a servant to buy things for you. You're lucky.
You want a hot bitch to make you eggs.
Yeah, you want a hot woman to make fucking eggs for you.
Yeah.
Make your own fucking eggs.
Make your own fucking eggs, you fucking pig.
Yeah, maybe I appreciate the structure of the human body and it's artistic. I like my eggs tasty and looking pretty.
See, now I'm thinking maybe mine is a waste because almost anything I want I can just get on Amazon. I still don't have to leave.
Yeah, it's like robots that do that for you.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're a waste.
Man, I fucked up.
I think mine's the best one. You don't even drive, so.
Well, Bailey, I don't have a car, so there's that.
You'll have a Tesla one replace it, so I'm the only one that's a relevant servant.
You can just order food.
But is it
food.
Just breakfast?
You can already order food, so no.
Well, I would appreciate if she did other meals, but her requirement would be breakfast.
Everything else is a favor?
Yeah, I just want to start my day off with a pretty lady with a big behind making me some eggs and bacon.
Do you watch her make it?
Oh, I watched. She's in a thong.
It's fucking weird.
I'm not touching her.
As long as you're not touching her.
Oh, I scrambled all these eggs into a liquidy consistency. It would be a shame if I poured them all over my body.
That's not what I'm asking, because I don't objectify women, Chris.
You're telling her what to wear.
Yeah, you're telling her what to fucking wear.
She's our servant.
You're telling her what...
All right, okay, so you're hot bitch servant that you don't objectify.
Yeah.
It's forced to wear a thong.
It's forced to wear a thong while she makes you breakfast every morning.
That's not objectifying. I'm appreciating the female structure.
It's like saying going to the strip club is appreciating the female body.
This exact issue is why I don't take photographs of attractive ladies.
Also because they all hate you.
Yeah, because they think you're creepy as fuck.
No, because
you ask them to make
you
eggs and fucking...
How the fuck do you draw the line?
If you tell them to take their clothes off, the line is drawn.
Put your hand down your fucking pants.
Do you see half the people making a career off of shooting ladies half naked? That's
some they're
bullshit.
Creepy. And it's creepy.
It's creepy.
I think we're going to walk into Bailey's going to have an office in like 20 years and we're going to walk
in
there.
He's going to be fucking
Bang Bros. He's going to be some 19-year-old blonde and he's going to be like, do you want to be famous or not? With a fucking cigar sticking out of his mouth.
She just like has a frying pan.
Frying pan wearing a thong. Do you want to be a millionaire or not?
That's all I
Come
want.
On, toots.
My future wife has
eggs.
To accept it.
You're fucked.
This isn't infidelity. This is just our breakfast.
Yeah, burger. No, it's just creepy as fuck. We're not saying there's anything like
Bailey just has an office he calls the Breakfast Club.
I mean, it was called the Breakfast Club. Can she make me French toast?
If you want.
Yeah, I'm in.
Because there's eggs in French toast.
She doesn't
want to
burn
violating.
Out with a fucking cigarette.
As long as there's eggs in it, she can make it.
French toast has eggs.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on
to our final segment of the day, which is... Our would you rather?
For this one, I don't know. You're looking at me like I know what.
That was a long pause. I'm gonna have to edit that one out.
Okay.
For this one, the question is this: would you rather eat a handful of poison ivy or a handful of live bees?
Bumblebees?
Yeah.
So they die after they sting you once because they're bumblebees.
How many bees do you think you can get in a handful?
Because
like 15.
Yeah.
Are they the really fat ones? You only get like 7.
Depends how big your hands are, too.
My hands are about this big.
Well, yes. But
what
for
type of bees?
Is
let's say it's
10 bumblebees. 10 fat bumblebees.
Bumblebees, specifically.
The bumble kind, yeah.
10
the bumble
fat
variety.
Bumblebees.
Kind, not the killer kind.
No, the bumble kind.
Okay.
They're not
like,
African.
But they can still sting it. It still sucks.
Yeah. It's, or fucking mouthful of poison ivy.
I'm going with the bees. Think about eating poison ivy.
Yeah.
How bad that would suck. For the bees, there's a chance you could just bite their fucking heads off. You know?
No, but the thing is, if it like stings you in your throat, you're fucked.
But I mean, you're gonna get poison ivy in your throat.
But you could die.
You could die from either one of these.
I do poison ivy. There's less risk of dying. They both could.
I don't know if that there is.
But
ingesting poison ivy might be like fatal.
This is probably completely fake fact, but it's like a lot of people don't know if they're allergic to bees. But like, you're pretty definite if you're allergic to poison ivy or not. But, like, if you get stung by 10 bees, you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, I've been stung by a bee. And a
you get stung by one bee, but have you been stung by 15 at a time?
In your mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Did you see when I got stung by a bee? Remember when I got stung by a bee in the palm of my hand and I woke up and my hand was like three times the size?
Yeah, so imagine.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going poison ivy. I would definitely die.
Are you willing to take the risk whether or not your body has a severe reaction? I'm not allergic to bees,
I
know that.
I forgot I'm like allergic to bees.
I'm not allergic to bees, I know for sure.
Have you been stung by 10 bees at once? You're not allergic to one bee, but are you allergic to 10?
I don't think that's how it works.
It is how it works because you're getting a more stronger dose. A more stronger.
I had no reaction when I got stung by a bee. It just hurt.
Yeah, I got fucked up.
I'm going with bees. Also, there's a chance you could just bite all their heads off, and they wouldn't even sting you.
No, but their stinger can still hit you, even when they're dead.
Sure. But if you chew it up real nice.
No, you have a really good claws right there, yeah. Just bite all their heads off before they sting you.
The thing is, there's a certain degree of, like, bee venom that's, like, deadly.
That's what I mean. That's the whole point.
So, like...
How do you know what that
is? If you get a cut on the inside of your mouth, and you've chewed up all the bees, there's, like, bee venom that goes right into your bloodstream.
Have you had poison ivy?
No.
It sucks.
Is it terrible?
It sucks.
But we know it doesn't kill you. I don't know how many bees kill me, so I'm not going to take that risk.
It could. Poison ivy could kill you. If it swelled your throat up, you couldn't breathe, you're dead.
Does it give you an anaphylactic reaction?
Yeah, dude. You ever seen anybody with poison ivy? Your fucking skin blows up like a fucking... poison ivy in nuked with napalm.
Yeah, you just get a rash.
Exterior, yeah.
Oh, no, man. Poison ivy, your skin blows up. Like,
but does that make your throat have an anaphylactic reaction and swell closed?
No, but if it blows up, if your throat expands, then you can't get air through your fucking
just
lungs.
Just because you get a rash doesn't mean you're going to have a...
No, but I'm saying poison ivy reaction. Does make your fucking skin blow up. It does. But
makes your skin blow up.
Yeah.
But skin blowing up doesn't mean throat closing is what I'm trying to say.
No, but it makes your skin expand, right? So you would assume that the inside of your throat is going to have the same reaction. There's skin on the inside of your throat.
No, there isn't.
Well, that's a retarded thing to say. You're right.
That's a dumb fucking thing to say.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you would assume that it would have the same reaction.
I think...
I'm not willing to take that assumption.
Here's this. I know this for a fact, that if you were to smoke poison ivy, it would kill you.
Ooh.
That I know for a fact.
Then you've schooled me.
If that's a fact,
that
you've got to go with
fact,
bee.
Then
you'd have to smoke a certain amount of it, but like not. It's not like a crazy high amount.
I'm gonna stick with poison ivy, but if that's a fact, I'm dead.
If you rolled like a joint of poison ivy, you took like five or six hits, you're dead.
Yeah, then I'm probably going with bees.
Yeah,
I'm probably going with bees.
It is a valid fact, but I'm sticking with the poison.
You know how I know that? We were gonna sell a kid poison ivy in place of weed. As a joke, but we were like, we don't want to murder him. We should probably like, then we realized that it might kill him, so we didn't do it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you checked.
Yeah,
you could have murdered someone.
Not that it was me. I've never sold weed in my life.
I'm happy.
I'm a good boy.
I'm happy you googled that because I thought about
that. But I know somebody that did.
Yeah, it's like if one of my friends just coincidentally gave someone a joint full of basil, it's like, is that actually bad for them? Are we hurting them too?
Smoking basil?
Yeah, smoking basil or oregano.
Smoking anything?
Oregano is probably good for you.
Is it?
Why? Because it smells pretty?
Clean you out, probably.
Antioxidants.
Fair enough. All right, I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think that's
it. I think it's bees.
I'm going with bees.
Going with bees.
You guys win.
Both suck, though.
Oh, that's a fucking bad choice.
They both suck.
But, like eating a handful of bees is, like, a better story than, like, eating a handful of poison ivy.
Yeah,
too.
It is a better story.
Like, you know that guy who ate a fucking handful of bees?
Way more badass.
And, yeah, that is a way better story.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
I think that's it for episode 4.
Episode 4 is in the books.
That was pretty newsy.
That was quite newsy.
Liked our cowboy roundup.
Oh, Jesus.
No more cowboy roundups ever again.
No more cowboy roundups.
All right. Well, speaking of roundups, where can you find us on the social medias, Bailey?
You can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/thingsthatarenews.
Right.
As well as thingsthatarenews at Instagram. And if you want to submit questions for us to argue about on air, you can hit us up at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com.
Indeed. We are also on iTunes, Things That Are News, and Podomatic. We are also on YouTube, but we don't have a YouTube URL yet.
So just look
us up. Because we haven't had it for 30 days. But if you go...
We haven't had it for 30 days?
No. I think it's like real soon, though.
Yeah, it's probably real close.
Yeah. And we can probably apply for that soon.
But it's been over a month.
Okay, maybe we can apply for it now.
Yeah,
we'll look into it. But as of right now, we don't have one.
We don't.
But if you go to our iTunes links, you'll find the links to the YouTube
page. Yeah, and if you go on Facebook, and you'll on Facebook. Find, and on Instagram.
Yeah, you can be one and of our Instagram. 14
And just call
viewers.
Me, I'll let you know.
Yeah, or just call Jeff.
Yeah.
His phone number is, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, DM him on Instagram, yeah, that's just, how you talk to Jeff.
Just DM me.
Send him a picture of your penis.
Yeah, I'll appreciate it. I'll send you lots one of mine.
Send him a picture of your girlfriend's penis.
Yeah. All right, see you next week,
all right,
guys.
Then, everybody. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Take care. Goodbye, kids.